We are learning Masechta Ksuvos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, but we're beginning on top of the Amud. We learned on yesterday's Daf that Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel said that if a husband taines that he found Pesach Basuach, not only is a neman to aser her to him, he also has the nemanis that she will lose her ksuba. And our Gemara will explain why, how does that work? We know that he could ask her to be married to him because of Shavi and Afshach Hadichi Yisura. But what's the reason he is Neman ad kdei kach that she will lose a ksuba? So itmam Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel, Mishim Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Chacham tiknu lehem lebnei Yisrael lebsula mesayim, ulamon amon, that the whole din of ksuba is a darabonon de gedin. The darabonon mesakin that there's a ksuba of 200 for besula and for amon. And part of the takana was they maybe knew they also believed the husband Shemomah Pesav Asuach Matzasi Neman. He has believed, like Rashi explains, that's like Heim Amru Heim Amru. They are the one who made the takana of the ksuba. And part of the takana was that if he tainas that she was a Pesach Basuach, then she will not get a ksuba. So Frey the Gemara in Kei Mahilu Takam the Kanasim. What's the point of the whole takana? He always get right out of it. Amar Rava. That you're right, of course, you always have to give a ksuba, and that was the takana. But there's a chazaka here also. The chazaka is that a person is not terech besuda and mafsida. He makes a whole chasana, and then he wants to divorce her that night. If he really didn't like her, he would not pay for the whole chasana. He liked her. It must be he really found something wrong. He found here a pesach besuach, and therefore that's a chazaka. And that chazaka still only works by the rabbana, it won't work by the raisa. So since the whole din of ksuba is only the rabbanon, therefore, with the chazaka, he is nema. Now, Tosfos points out a very important point, that the only time it's called a hefsid of the suda if they have to get divorced. So we said before in the Gemara that the only type of person who tainis pesach basuach has to divorce his wife, it's only if he's a kayin, so it's an eishes kayin, and then it's only one suffix if it's tachtav or not, but even if it's an oinis, she is usher to him. Or if he married someone who was less than 3 years old when her father was mekabel kedushin, so that's in that case you're right. If he tainis pesach basuach there's a chazaka since he has to get divorced. He wouldn't have done the whole suit if he has to get divorced. But if it's an eishes yisrael who could stay married and he just wants to cause it to lose a ksuba, there's no chazaka anymore, obviously, because you're not losing your suda because you're staying married. So there's takan on emanis for her to lose a ksuba because there is no chazaka yom terech besuda mafsida. That's point number one from Tosfos and Rashi Chazaka. Another point is the Rashba. The Rashba points out that it depends who pays for the Suda. If it's like we do in these days, where the Kala side pays for the Suda, so then about there's no Chazaka. The whole Chazaka is only if the husband paid for the Suda. Then you have this Chazaka, they're not going to be Tereach for nothing, and therefore he's Neman to say that Pesach Basuach, and therefore she loses her Ksuba. But if there's no Chazaka, for example, if the Kala pays for the Suda, then Avada, he will not be Neman to Mafsid her Ksuba. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Tano, the Brisa, Hova Knas Chomu, since it's only a Knas Chom, a Ksuba is only a Knas Chomim, Lois Sigva Elman as a Zeburis. Therefore, when she collects her Ksuba, whenever that happens, she only collects from Zeburis, not from the best, which is called Idias, that's the best type of Karka, or Bainness, that's the in between the Zeburis. You give her the same amount of money, same value, but you're allowed to give her Karka that's junk, that's Zeburis. I give her land that's not such a good land. Right, the Gemara. What does it mean? Hold up, knas chom. Knasa? My knasa. What knas? What did she do wrong? What kind of knas? Why are we calling ksuba knas chom? Elaima. This day, read it. Hold up, the konas chom. Since the whole thing is under rabbanon, lo sigma elam zeburis. She only collects. She only has a right to collect from zeburis. She has no right to collect from idias. So that is the sheet of this tana that ksuba is only under rabbanon. Rav Shimon Gamil Aimer ksuba is isha min ha'tayra. The din of ksuba is a deraisa de gadin. It's min ha'tayra. Right, the Gemara, Mir Rav Shimon Gamil Hachi, the Rav Shimon will say that's the Raisa and Atayra. It's not clear if it's the Raisa, what would you collect? It is a Venus. But Al Kabanim, either way, Rav Shimon Gamil argues on the Tanakhama that says, on the first Tanah that says that's the Karas Chamam. Rav Shimon Gamil holds the Raisa, the Gadin, Ksuba is the Atayra. Right, the Gemara, Mir Rav Shimon Gamil Hachi, Atayra into the Raisa. There are two Psukim, there's two parishes in the Atayra, parish of Oinis and Mefata. Mefata means someone who convinces a Isha to be Mizana with him, and Oinis means he forces her. So in the parasha of Mefata, it says, "V'chiyfata ish pesula shaloya rasa v'shachav imam mar yimrena loyli isha imam yiman avilasi deloy kesef yishkol kamar absulos." You don't have to marry her; you have to give her kesef yishkol kamar absulos, just like the ksuba of besulos. And there's another parasha of Oinis where it says, "If someone found the isha and was ma'anaser," so it says, "Divanosan isha shachav imam le'avin ara chamishim kesef v'loyisi leisha." So one place it says Kesef Yishkol, and one place is Gemara Abasulos, and one says Chamishim Kesef. And we learn that one from the other. Batanya, Kesef Yishkol Gemara Abasulos. Shizek Gemara Abasulos. Or Mora Abasulos Kesef. Which means that you say, Ma, you make a hekesh between the Mefata and the Oinus. You say, Ma, by Oinus, it says 50, here also 50. And just like Vir, by Mefata, it says Yishkol, it's also Shkolim, here also has to be Shkolim, to learn from each other. But what do you see? What is it called? Mayar Abasulais, the Ksuba Abasulais. You see from here, Mekan Tzom Chama, the Ksuba Zishma Atayra. You see from here that Ksuba Zishma Atayra, because we call this Knas Mayar Abasulais. Rav Shimon Mila, Mayar Ksuba Zishma Atayra, Medir Seifrim. Rav Shimon Mila argues and says, no, it's only Medir Seifrim, it's only Medir Abonon. So you see, Rav Shimon Mila holds the Abonon, it's a stira. And Pashas Tanakama holds the Raisa. But the Rishonim and the Achronim are bothered from Loshon Mekan Samchu Chachamim Ksuba Yishmeru Torah. It's a funny Loshon. It's Mekan Ksuba Yishmeru Torah. What's Samchu Chachamim? So the Rashba learns that the Chi of Ksuba you learn that from here, but not the amount. So that's what's only called Samchu Chachamim, because to get to the amount of 200, that was the Tekan Chachamim. But the Etim Ksuba was the Chi of the Raisa, and that time you learn that from here. And I in the Mitzvah Eisan for other Pshatim. Hakaponim, we have here a Machlokes between the Tanakhama and Shemuel. Shemuel is on the other side. Here he says the Rabbanon. Before he said he holds the Raisa. It's a stira. Epoch. Gemara says, let's switch it around. This Braisa we just learned right here, we'll switch around. Shemuel is the one who says Bekan Samchu, and the Tanakhama is the one who says that's B'divrei Sofer. For the Gemara, my chazes the Afchis v'sraise, Epoch Kamaise. Hey, no, we're going to switch around. Maybe really Shemuel holds the Rabbanon. And the first Braisa will switch around. So the Gemara, no. Hashemil and Rishimil don't make Ksuba Isha with the Raisa. We have a first Rishimil, other places that holds Ksuba Isha is the Raisa, the Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah. Rishimil and Isha like Mayas Kaputka, which means like this. There's a Mishnah later on, last parak, that says like this. The Tanakhama holds like this. If you marry a Isha in Eretz Yisrael and you give her a get in Kaputka, Kaputka, the money there is a much better money. It's a much thicker, heavier, better gold. So there, if you married an Isha Eretz Yisrael and you got divorced in Kaputka, you give her Mayas Eretz Yisrael. You get away. You get away with the Gola Kula. And the opposite case also, if you married an Isha in Kaputka and you gave her a get Eretz Yisrael, also you give Mayas Eretz Yisrael. So you always go Gola Kula. But Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, if you got married in Kaputka, so you must shabbat yourself for money of Kaputka, then you have to give, just like any other Mahalva, you have to give the Mayas Kaputka. Why? Because Ksuva is the Raisa. So you see clearly, if Shemuel holds through the Raisa, that's why if we have to switch one of the Braisa, we're going to switch the second Braisa, not the first Braisa. The Braisa, another way to read the second Braisa, it's all one Tana. From here you see that Ksuba is Shemuel Taira. Ksuba is Amana, ain't never Divere Taira, ain't never Divere. But Amana, Ksuba is Amana, it's only Divere Taira, only Rabbanon. Why? Ksuba is Amana, ain't never Divere Taira, only Divere Taira. So Rosh Hashanah always said was Amana's Darabana, but Avada Psula is the Araisa, and the whole Braisa before is Rosh Hashanah says there's a chilv between Psula and Amana, but Avada Psula has a ksuba mid Araisa. So the Mara Vaita, who the Asla came to Rav Nachman? There was someone who came in front of Rav Nachman. Amalei Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. He tainted that I found Pesach Pesuach for my wife. Amalei Rav Nachman Osvu Kufri, take him out and give him Malkus. Why? He's hanging around the Zaynus. So the way Rashi learns, it's like the second shot of Taisus Mibarachasa, that he said, Benichusa, you're right, he's Neman, but if he's Neman, it means he knows what he's talking about. How else would he know what Pesach Pesuach feels like? So it must be he's hanging around the Zaynus. So when I give him Malkus on hanging around the Zaynus and being Mizana, when I give him Malkus for that. So you're right, we believe him, but here, you give him Malkus. Pray to Gemara, Rav Nachman, the Omar Mehemin. Rav Nachman on top of the Omar here said that he's Mehemin and didn't say anything about Malkus. So Gemara answers, Mehemin umesfirin le kufri. About his Neman, but you give him Malkus also. So that's how Rashi learns this. Taisus in the first pass is different pshat, ayin shom. Rav Achoi has different teretz to the kasha. We have a kasha here of Nachman gave Malkus before he sees Neman. So Rav Achoi Mishani kam b'bachar kam b'nasu, which means like this: if it's a bachar, he's taka not believed, and you gave him Malkus. You know why? Must be like kufri. You know why? Because he was mighty laz on his wife, because he would never know. He's a bachar. He's not Neman. Taka, what it means over here that he gave him Malkus because he's not Neman. That's Pshat Rav Nachman. Before we say his name, someone was married before. If someone was married before, he knows what it feels like. He says this was Pesach Pesuach, then he is Neman. He tells Rav Gamil, I found a Pesach Pesuach. Omalei, so Gamil says back to him, no, who said a Pesach Pesuach? Shema hetisa. Maybe you went to the side. Like I was walking in the middle of the night, it's very dark. If he goes to the side, Matzah Pesuach. If he turns to the side, then Matzah Pesuach. It's like the door is open because the door, let's say, is a little bit ajar. So if he goes to the side, it's open, Taka. Lo yihit, if he goes straight, he walks right into the door. Matzah no. So Ramil was telling him, you found Pesach Pesuach, maybe she's really a Besula. It felt like it was open. Maybe he went to the side, like we had before, Hatoya. So what was Ramil trying to say? So the Rosh says that Ragamil was trying to be chayker, if he knows what he's talking about. He says Pesach Pesuach. He says, maybe you did Hatoya. Who said it was Pesach Pesuach? He's trying to ask your wife. Maybe you don't know what you're talking about. Maybe there was Hatoya. That's one mahalach in the Gemara. The Ritva is not a mahalach in the Gemara. The Ritva mahalach Gemara was, I don't want an Eishes Yisrael here. And the Eishes Yisrael over here was mutter, even if he found Pesach Pesuach, because Svek Sveika. But he wanted to make him feel better and said, who said she was a Pesach Pesuach? Maybe you did Hatoya. Ikadamri, a different version of the Maisa. Hochi Amalei. Shema b'meizir hatisa. Feed us the second lesson. You know, that it's impossible to tell you by mistake. And what his time was, maybe on purpose, you went to the side. V'akartel doshav abra. And you knocked out the door with the handle without feeling it. Emshech l'moshav davadayma. L'odom shev halach b'ishon layla v'afeylo. He's still walking in the night. Hita b'meizir. If he goes to the side, meizir, batsu b'suach, he'll find the b'suach. Lo yit b'meizir, matsu no, he'll be locked. Which means if you go to the side on purpose, then you could get by. But if you go straight, you're not going to get by. It has to be b'mechavon v'kayach. According to the second lashon, you don't do atayah. You can't get in from that little narrow thing by mistake. You have to go in b'kayach, and you won't realize what you're doing. You might just break some basul without realizing, or going to the side without realizing it. And therefore, he's saying, maybe it wasn't Pesach Pesuach. You just did it b'kayach, b'mezid, and you didn't realize what you were doing. I didn't find any dam. But the Isha was standing right there. And here she tied it back. She says, like we learned in yesterday's blat, that she had a tied it back. Usually he's Nema. But here she says, what are you talking about? Rebbe, Basula Isi. I was a Basula. Amalahem. So Rabbi Gamliel said, let's take her seriously. Haviuli Oisei Suda. Bring me the Suda. And the Avilo Asuda, there was no dam in it, but Avilo Asuda, there was Shekha Zera on it, but no dam. So Avilo Asuda, the Shara B'mayim, soaked in the water, the Kipsu, and they washed it, and the Shekha Zera came off. Umatsu Olav Kama Tipa Dam, found a lot of Tipa Dam, found a lot of dam in it. And she was exonerated. You see, Shitaka was a Basula. Amaloi, so he told him, Leich Zakei V'mekachal, go take your Mekach, this is yours, this is your wife. And she was not Mezana. Amalei Huna Marbrei the Rav Lam Ravzikul Ravashi. So Huna Marbrei the Rav Lam Ravzikul said to Ravashi, "Ananam Nevi Halchi." We should do also a test also when it comes in front of us a cloth that looks like there was nothing on it. We should do the same thing. Amalei, we should do the same thing. Wash it and see if there's really dam under it. Amalei says no. Giyatz Shalonu Kibush Lam. Our kibush when we wash something in by us in Bavel, the water is not clean and it doesn't wash well. We have to do giyatz. That means you have to scrub it with a special stone. And so let's do giyatz and then see if there's dam. No, we do giyatz, the dam will come also. We are not giyatz, but var lechem rasa. If you scrub it with the stone, you know what's going to happen? The dam will come off. So it'll defeat the whole purpose. In Eretz Yisrael, just you have the water. Water takes off shechah zera, but dam will come off. And then we'll be able to test it. But if you use giyatz there, you have to use a stone. If you use a stone, it's going to rub off the dam. It's going to rub off all the dam. And then you're not going to defeat the whole purpose. Therefore, you can't do this extra Eitzah that Rav Gamil did, even though, there again, if he tainted Pesach Vesuach, then he'd be Nema. But there he tainted, really, but Alti Lomitzasi Dam. He said, look, I have a paper, I have the cloth without Dam. So there, Rav Gamil said, let's check. And Rav Gamil had a way to check. But by us, we have no way to check. So if you bring in a cloth without Dam, nothing we'll do, he will have to be Nema because you have here a cloth without Dam.